with what's news from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Starbucks opens its first ever outpost in Italy on Friday, and the company is going big.
So you're going to walk in and you're going to be met by one of Milan's famous bakeries on the left, selling sweets and also pizza. You're going to have a huge roaster in the middle that's going to be roasting the coffee. You're going to have a bar in the back that in the evening is going to be selling alcoholic drinks.
We'll have the details with Wall Street Journal reporter Eric Silvers. But first, here are some top stories. Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings this week have given lawmakers who might be aspiring for higher office, perhaps even the presidency, a spotlight. Among them, California Senator Kamala Harris, who questioned Kavanaugh on Wednesday about his relationship with a law firm close to President Trump. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker also made headlines when he announced he was publicly releasing confidential documents on Thursday. Confusion followed over whether the documents had previously been cleared for release. For complete coverage of the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings, head to our website, WSJ.com, or the WSJ app. Whole Foods employees are pushing to unionize. A group of workers sent an email to fellow employees at hundreds of stores saying they want better compensation and benefits. Parent company Amazon has resisted unionization efforts in the past. Whole Foods had also resisted unionization prior to its acquisition by Amazon last year. Barnes & Noble sales continue to decline in the latest quarter as it struggles to bring people into its stores. Total sales fell nearly 7%. The bookseller is also dealing with the fallout of firing its former chief executive, who has filed a lawsuit against the company. British fashion label Burberry Group has announced it will stop destroying its unsold inventory, a widely used practice among luxury brands to maintain the scarcity and exclusivity of their products. Burberry came under fire from environmental groups. The company destroyed 28 million pounds worth of inventory in the last fiscal year. And finally, on Friday's economic calendar, we'll see the August jobs report. Still to come, Starbucks enters the Italian coffee market. Starbucks, already in nearly 80 countries, is now expanding to Italy. The company opens its first Milan location on Friday, known as a reserve roastery, where it plans to offer Italian staples like espresso and even pizza. Joining us now via Skype from Milan is Wall Street Journal reporter Eric Silvers. Okay, so Eric, I've never been to Italy, but as an Italian, I know we take our food and drink pretty seriously, especially when it comes to coffee. Is this going to be a tough market for Starbucks to crack, and is it up for the challenge?
Well, you definitely have that right, that the Italians take their food and their coffee very seriously. Are they up for the challenge? That's the million-dollar question here. It's going to be a tough sell for sure, because Italians are used to having coffee on the run, and they're used to having it cheaply. And they're used to having it many times a day, you know, sometimes four or five times a day. So I think it's going to be difficult, but they picked a good spot in the center of Milan near the cathedral. So I think they're going to get a lot of tourist traffic, and I think that's definitely going to help, especially at the beginning.
And tell us a little bit more about the reserve roastery. What makes that different than a normal Starbucks store that we'd see in the U.S., for example? What kind of ambiance is Starbucks trying to go for here?
The reserve roasteries is they're a big deal for the company because this is only the third one in their whole portfolio. They have one in Seattle, which is, of course, the headquarters of the company, one in Shanghai, and now this one. And there's another one coming by the end of the year in New York. And it's a roastery, as the name, you know, obviously implies. There is a huge coffee roaster in the middle as you walk in, which is where the beans are actually getting roasted. And these are the beans that will be making the coffee if you spring for the, you know, the relatively expensive coffee there at the, you know, at the bar. Or, you know, you could be buying this coffee somewhere around Europe, perhaps even in London. That this is coffee that's going to be roasted, packaged there. You can actually watch it, so it's quite spectacular. And then it gets shipped out by trucks that drive up underneath the shop.
And what about the location itself? I'm looking at this rendering alongside your piece in the Wall Street Journal. There's going to be marble flooring in this space?
Yeah, it's pretty spectacular. So you've never been to Italy, but if someone comes to Milan, you know, the first thing that strikes you is all the marble on the facade of the famous Gothic cathedral. And so just down the street, you're going to have some more marble. It's going to be on the floor of this new Starbucks, and it was put there by hand by an Italian artisan. So they've invested a lot of effort and time and obviously money in creating that. And the ambiance is also, it's very welcoming because you're going to walk in, you're going to have this famous bakery. And I think that's going to help as a draw, because I could see myself going there, because the other outlets for this bakery, there's a few around town, can be really, really difficult to try to get a piece of pizza at lunchtime. It's just so busy. So you've either got to go early or late, and now maybe for a while until people, you know, fully key on this Starbucks place, that could be a good place to get a great piece of pizza and not necessarily an espresso.
And on top of the things you mentioned, Starbucks is also ditching some of its signatures like the Frappuccino and adopting some local favorites, one of mine also, the Affogato. What else are they doing to appeal specifically to Italian customers and their way of life?
First of all, you're absolutely right. The fact of the Affogato, and there's a few other, you know, obviously you have the Cappuccino, and you have, if you come here, you haven't been to Italy, if you come here, don't ask for a latte, because that means milk here and you're just going to get a tall glass of milk. But they do have other twists on the espresso that Italians are used to getting in their, you know, in the bar where they go every day. And the Affogato, actually, they make the ice cream to order. And for those who don't know, an Affogato is basically a scoop of ice cream with an espresso poured on top of it. And they actually make the ice cream right there while you're waiting with liquid nitrogen, and then they pour a double espresso on top. So it's quite spectacular and very, very good. The only problem is that's going to set you back 10 euros. So if you put 10 euros in perspective, that's about 10 espressos in a regular Italian bar, or probably 3 ice creams in some of the best ice cream shops, you know, just down the street.
Let's talk about the economics of that a little bit. We know Starbucks has been seeing somewhat stagnant sales in the U.S. Should we expect to see the company expanding its presence even more overseas? We should also mention that Coca-Cola recently is making a big acquisition in the coffee space. So what do you know about the competition that Starbucks will be facing here?
You're absolutely right. The sales in the U.S. have stagnated somewhat for the company in recent quarters, and they've been looking abroad, especially in China. This is just dipping their toe here in Italy. You know, this is one store, so this isn't going to move the needle very much, as far as sales and profit go. But it is an indication both of the interest in continuing growth overseas, and also the interest sort of not just for Starbucks, but for this coffee space in general, sort of going up market and offering new products and new experiences. So, it's about new products. For example, cold brew coffee, which ironically enough is much bigger in the U.S. than it is here. I don't think I know anybody who knows what a cold brew coffee is, but they're going to find out, because that's one of the products that Starbucks is going to be pushing quite heavily at this new roastery.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Eric Silvers joining us via Skype from Milan to talk about Starbucks' first Italian location. Thanks so much for joining us, Eric.
Thanks for having me.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for the Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.